can ever leave it out, no matter what idea we get, what understanding we get, what presentation we make. The blood is all that the Holy Spirit is looking for. You can't impress. There's no, the Holy Spirit can't be impressed by no presentation without the blood. And so what blood consciousness would do is cause us to honor God, mm-hmm, and honor one another at all times. You're not going to be able to do that, but you can have scriptures, you can have prayer, you can have all that, but if you don't have the blood, the consciousness of the fact of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, if you don't have those two verses, you get in trouble. Paul said in the second verse, I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him. Exclude that. You can be an orator, you can be an eloquence, you can have outward success, whether it's numbers, money, great presentation. But the blood is the only thing, for lack of better word, I can't find a better word. Dehumanize you. Take you out of a human setting. You have to be dehumanized to be God-lized. In other words, your word become just like Jesus' word. Whatever Jesus said, I believe he kept it. Mm-hmm. You don't think Jesus said something he didn't keep it? Mm-mm. He kept everything. Because he is operating on what he gave us, blood consciousness. You will never lie. You will never cheat. You will never. If you have that blood consciousness in your faith, in your mind, and in your words, it will carry you into a divine transaction and all the time. Mm-hmm. You just can't. The enemy can't pull you out. Flesh can't pull you out. Groups can't pull you out. The world system can't pull you out. Because now you're dealing with the greatest factor. The Holy Ghost said, do I see the blood? I heard the scripture. I heard the prayer. I heard the promise. But do I see the blood? Now, this came by divine revelation of this morning, my devotion time. And it is an apostolic age that is being put on your life this morning. Don't take this for just a little talk. I want you to become blood conscious. And when you become blood conscious, there's a cleansing going on all the time. All filth in your mind, in your, whatever you're doing in your life, is being cleaned all the time. Because that blood consciousness got a tendency to wash you consistently. And get you, when I say dehumanize, you know, I know it sounds like making you a monster or something, but it's getting the learning and the humanistic idea that comes to us through internet, television, books, psychology, all these things that seem to teach principles for success. But they're really not successful. Nothing's successful without the blood. See, that's why Paul measures so successful. He said in the second verse, I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So, deliverance, demonstration, destroying the works of the devil, all right there holding to the cross of Christ is the centralizing factor. In other words, is God only prescribed order of victory, mm-hmm, is the cross. We got a good meeting here. We do things, you know, we got technology, but it's only prescribed order of victory is the cross. You can't get around it. There's no other way. So if that's overall, we're centralizing something here. Anything that, any type of success we're going to have, it's going to have to be blood consciousness. And when that happens, you come in such a place of gratitude that you don't want to violate your gratitude for what he has done for you. And when that happened, the Holy Spirit helped you not to. The Holy Spirit come to your rescue. He come to take our brother there. The Holy Ghost lives in the blood of the cross. So if the Holy Ghost is going to live on the inside of you, you're going to have the blood on the inside of your consciousness, your will, your mind, your spirit, and then everything else will be cleared up as you go. So it's so important that you all realize that you have to stay blood-minded. Easy to do, blood-conscious. And right on that, all we're going to write piggyback. Thank you. You didn't have to do it. But you did it.
Yep.
Thank you. You know, no matter how high-tech things get, no matter how sophisticated things get, this whole ministry is built on the blood. It's built on confidence in what Jesus Christ did for us. And that's why we're so successful. That's why we work, but we don't work like an average ministry. We don't work like a racehorse. We don't have to try to make things happen. We have to try to keep up with what is happening. And you don't have to be real, real large for to be successful.
Great.
And that's why he cut Gideon's army down to 300.
Mm-hmm.
They were real successful. And there's more than one reason. He said to Gideon, if I give it to you with the 32,000, they're going to say they did it.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? And so they got all cowards and all careless folks out. Because that's what gets you killed. That's what gets you messed up in the spirit. If they're not tuned in to the riches of Christ, that person is not trustworthy. You can't trust them. They can say good words, but you got to be mindful when you got a person who's not person who realize that they're not on their own. That person, all of us got to realize we're not on our own. We're not of our own. And by recognizing that, the only way you're going to recognize that is you know you're born with a price.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our minds wander, all our lives be human. And things happen, but yet, I think we have this central factor, because I don't know if you're grasping what I'm saying. What I'm saying is soaking your mind in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And before you speak, soak your words in blood. So what you say is what you're gonna do. What you say is what you're gonna be. So you soak your mind, you soak your words in the blood. In other words, I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna tell the truth. This is an honor to God. And then the Holy Spirit, when he sees you doing that, he gonna give you the right words, he gonna give you the right backup too in every situation. So, when Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light, he's talking about being blood conscious.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Apostle Paul, that was his secret. And we must know that on a daily basis, on a moment basis, moment by moment. We're not perfect, neither one of us in this room is perfect, but yet perfection is in us. That's our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, brother, back, keep that cross, keep what Jesus did for us, centralize in all of our doing. You don't have to say a word. I mean, just be there and know it's there for you. And it'll change everything in your own personal life, what you're dealing with. Everybody have some personal agenda that they're dealing with. Just know that the prescribed order of victory is the cross.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the gifts of the Spirit. They came from the cross. Not the fruit of the Spirit. They came from the cross. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's no cross, the old folks say there's no crown. You know? And Without the cross, creation is invalidated. It has no substance because it's dead. It would be under the curse, would be for the cross. And so that's what we got to see, and that's what we got to understand. Your shortcomings, your weaknesses, all those are there for a reason. Infirmities make you look for something foreign. And so there always, you're going to always leave an element of infirmity in all of us. There's a reason. The Apostle Paul had great infirm, but he said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. Why? Not because he's weak, because he's weak and made him depend. Mm-hmm. So that's why I can do what I do so easy. We go to Greenboro, we go going to the next. I do it so easy because I'm doing it in my infirmity. You see what I'm saying? People think you're so strong, but your strength is not being strong. Your strength is recognizing that he's doing it and leaning on him. So and I think that's why this ministry, I mean, y'all have your meeting, y'all doing some things, but we're not a hustle and bustle here. It's not a hustle and bustle about nothing here. That is because it's on his strength. And I watch ministries all over the world. I've dealt with all kind of ministry. Always, I remember I was in Creflo and they're back and forth, they're fighting and pulling and scratching. And I said, damn, look at them. And, they asked me, I said, how your family, how you got your family like that? I don't have them like that. Hmm. It's the grace of God. See what I'm saying? They want me, I told you, they want me to write a book about that, bro. I know the Lord never led me to write no book on it. But just keep that thought in your mind. The Holy Spirit gonna come to you now, each one of you, and invite you to a deeper depth of walking with Him. Just because I shared that with you. Multi-million people never understood how to keep their minds soaked in the blood. That means soaking what Christ did on the cross. You remember what I said now? That's the way people save. That's the way the captive gets set free. And the last one of which y'all over here is perpetual victory. Perpetual victory. Mm. And that's what I live every day. And it's a freedom, man. It's a freedom, man. You are the first one I'm sharing this with. And that is my devotional time this morning. He said to me, my pen wasn't right when he said it to me. The Holy Spirit is always looking for the blood. Mm-hmm. You could be an eloquent spirit talking, and you can name 95 chapters. He said, is there any blood here? Is there any blood consciousness? Is there any glory given, being given to Jesus? You just preaching here. Where the blood? I'm looking for the blood. And Satan don't want to see the blood. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Because he know when he see the blood, he got to pass over. Mm-hmm. Well, what he's tempting to do or be or jump on you, he know when you have that blood, he coming. And he stops it. Oh, I don't want to fear this no more. And that's what we got to do. We got to stay covered with the blood. The children of Israel, when the death angel was flying around, the man of God told them to put blood on their poles. And when the death angel saw that blood, he couldn't land. So Satan with his temptation can't get a manifestation when you sell it under the blood. Satan with his temptation can't get a manifestation when you're under the blood. See, temptation is not a manifestation. You follow me? Mm-hmm. So temptation are always there. But temptation are invalid when the blood is in place. See, Satan just don't want to tempt people. He won't get a manifestation. When he came to tempt Jesus, he didn't get no manifestation. Mm-hmm. He shot at him 4 times. But each time, Jesus had an answer that made his temptation invalid. So temptation will come, trouble will come, trials will come, test will come, but not one can, what that word is, I didn't want to use the word with a T, but not one can penetrate the blood. So we're all going to be tempted. We're all going to have tests sometimes. We're all going to have trouble sometimes. But it cannot penetrate the blood. So what God says, be still and know I'm God. No matter what things look, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. It doesn't, sometimes temptation is exaltation. Because there's a test you have to pass for the next class. Now, what happens, people fail a lot of times because they're not blood conscious, so they don't go to the next level because they are not blood conscious and no God prescribed order of victory is their cross, and they're trying to use a scripture that is not wet with the blood. And when Jesus says, search scripture, and then you think you have life to testify of me. When he said testify of me, he said the testifying of my death that I paid for, everything is already paid for. So when now you can go to the scripture, everything you read now, I want you to look for blood. If you don't see no blood, close your Bible, because you're not reading the Bible. You're reading a magazine. If you don't see no victory, when you're reading the Bible, you close it. You're not seeing no blood. You see what I'm saying? You see characters in the Bible. You see different names in the Bible. That's not what he's trying to show you. He's trying to show you the effect of the blood. From Genesis to Revelation, the effect of the blood is what you want to see every time. So when you're dealing with something, now, when you need to make a move, you go to the Bible and look for the blood. When you find the blood, you're going to be able to find your answer. You don't find no blood, you ain't got no answer. I don't care if you quote 95 scriptures. Pardon? Always look for the blood. Always always look for the fact. What I'm saying right here is, do it have any blood in it? What I'm thinking right now, do it have any blood in it? You see? And so, there's a word that is synonymous to the blood. Cleansing. So if I find blood in it, I'm being clean at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's no match for Satan but the cross. The word by itself is no match for Satan. But the word that is soaked in the blood and in the cross is Satan's match. So by the time we use the word and don't get no effect, it's because we don't have no blood on it. It's very important. And I just soaked this whole ministry and all the staff and all my family and all the staff in the blood this morning. We've got to have a blood consciousness. And in the blood, let me be real careful. In the blood, there's only true honor is in the blood. You can try to be honorable, but if you're not blood conscious, when Paul was talking to the Corinthians, they had a division in the body because of a lack of consciousness of what God had done for them through the blood, through Christ. It caused division because one saying this, one start saying this. But the self-sameness or the singleness of purpose come in when everybody focus on the same thing. Now these different ideas we have here, then we got to do that because we're operating in this world system, but yet by the same token, we got to work from one premise. And that's honor, and we can't have honor unless the blood, your blood conscious. Be the vision, be your idea, be my idea, be his idea, and it's not going to be anything. So there's a peace there. There's a peace. You see, you notice how much peace is in this room now? That's blood peace. You know, you don't have to worry about it. Don't worry about nothing, but just learn the lesson. Why am I here? Why did I get in my car and I'm not here? It's my exercise time. I gotta go back and exercise. And I just got in the car. I didn't know really that I was going to say anything. But there is, as I repeat myself, the gospel is a repeat of itself. Perpetual victory in the blood. That's the only thing you see. If you want the Holy Ghost to come, he's not coming without the blood. So the blood is the thing that means I'm blessed. Me just saying I'm blessed, I'm really not blessed, but I'm blood blessed. And I have to hold that consciousness to keep my soul from being derailed. Because Satan will derail your soul, he'll derail your body, he'll derail your life, but he cannot derail you if you're blood conscious. Well, he's gonna try. See, but he can't. He can't. You see, we don't have to wait for the third day. Our third day is already here. See, you can get real deep and say, 3 days, everything's gonna be all right. I probably say it myself. But I'm here right now. It's no more 3 days. 3 days are up. It's right now. I have victory right now. You know what I'm saying? And so, hold fast. Your health, your healing, being able to make the right changes in your life is available to you every moment. But it's a blood availability. Nothing else. It's not a scripture. It's not you being so good, and not the other person so good. It's a blood available. You have a blood account. And make withdrawal from that account every moment of your life. You're gonna blow it. I'm gonna blow it. But as long as you got that consciousness, you're able then to have a word that very few people understand, conviction. See, the Holy Spirit is a convictor. He's not aiming to put you in a convict position, but he's aiming to tell you, no, get the blood, clean that out. That's your conscience. You know, that's what you're, get your conscience, get your attention. So, I mean, any type of success you want is right there, you know. But you're gonna have to be hungry. Most people are not hungry. I've talked to thousands of people, they're not hungry, they have a, I guess it's sad to say, a form of godliness, but they're not in the power they have. Because people rather put their confidence in men than God. That's what Paul was trying to get them straight in the Corinthian church. Some of it was for him, some of it was for Peter. Paul said, what is this? I ain't baptized many people. What is this? Y'all better put y'all confidence in that cross in Jesus. Peter ain't nothing. Paul, I ain't nothing. I can't do nothing for you. That's where people make a mistake. They get into groups and people this and that. We're all supposed to have no Baptist, Pentecost, none of that. We're not supposed to have none of that. That's man made them stuff up. Made a convenient board for them to have somewhere to work, I guess. I don't know what they did. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for letting us be a part of this vision. We thank you that right now you're pumping love in us for one another, respect for one another, honor for one another, and that honor comes from honoring you. Here at Word of Life Christian Center, Heaven Christian Word Ministries, LTMA, all the outreaches we have, we pray and anoint each effort or each assignment with the blood of the cross, what Jesus done for us. We're thankful that all this is possible because, Lord Jesus, what you did, what you yield to the Father and paid for us to sit here this morning. Even, Father, may I say this, as black people, we can sit here this morning, nobody over our head but you. We are thankful to give this ministry back to you. Each one of these young people sitting in this room, we give them back to you. May the Holy Spirit see the blood on their hearing. They have to have blood on their hearing. I spoke to them about the blood. There were poison things in their lives that they're working on, secret things, whatever it is. Just give them the confidence and the courage and the anointing of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for all the members of this church. We pray for every connection that is connected to this ministry. We pray for all our partners, wherever they are around the world. We pray for them now that they will, the blood will be on their lives. They'll begin to write and call and tell us something that happened to them because of this very morning as we come into agreement. Every piece of mail, every tape, every book, every call that come into this ministry, we plead the blood of Jesus. We turn this ministry over to the blood of Jesus on the cross, and that everything we do, our flying, our ministry outside the camp, in different states, we got to go this year, we plead the blood of Jesus over it. We thank you that this day is drenched in the blood, and that Whatever leave this ministry will leave under the blood. Whatever come will come under the blood. We thank you. We pray for our enemies, those who talk about us and say bad things. Father, they don't forgive them, for they know not what they do. I'm asking you to help their families, help their ministries, help their bodies, help their finances. May we be a blessing to them all. We bless the city of Darrow. We declare that Jesus is Lord over this city. A lot of homes have moved here. A lot of businesses have moved here, Lord. We've been here quite some time. You told us to stay here. And we recognize that you're Lord over Darrow. You're Lord over all these churches, and you're Lord over what you call us to do. You give us a national, international name, we know. We don't take that lightly, no doing of our own. We work freely because we're working under your jurisdiction. Now, we just bless every person who come here and every person, every meeting. We bless the meeting tonight as we teach on the angels tonight, a ministry that has been excluded from the body of Christ. They know nothing much about it. You just help us. We minister to people who come. May they come from the east, west, north, and south. And as we minister to them, may they understand the ministry of angels and get a lot of deliverance and a lot of things that they've been fighting because they have not recognized the angel to stand with them. We thank you today. Thank you for this meeting. We thank you for whatever the effort of this staff is, that it will be fruitful and productive. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right.